I've got collaboration.
Okay, you do. Okay, okay.
Okay.
Great.
My minerals check, integrity, transparency, excellence, and then the skill.
Okay. We want to make sure we capture them.
Read those one more time, Kurt.
Integrity, transparency, skilled is not up there, but I think it might be captured. And then excellence, which is excellence in service of product.
Okay. And then transparency is on there somewhere else.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, I got it here. Okay.
Okay, so that takes us through this purpose. So I want to advance on to the screen because we have the values listed. We've captured those. You guys have been listening to those. So based on the Joint Action Agency Agreement, which is created for Petersburg, Wrangell, and Ketchikan, based in Ketchikan, was started, we have it as February 24th, 2009.
Yes.
Okay.
That's the date of the Joint Action Agency.
Yeah, I know February 2009, but not the date.
And the Joint Action Agency Agreement is perpetual. Granted, the PSA does have a termination date. So with that in mind, we want to pull back up the fact that because we're building in through the values that you have mentioned, and we wanted to talk about this Section 3 of the Joint Action Agency Agreement and exactly what Scott had said, because this is copied directly out of the agreement. And then he's already pointed out the point, the point that he's mentioned is that really the first statement out of Section 3 from the Joint Action Agency Agreement is the one thing that we could pull out if we were looking for a value, if we were looking to develop a mission for SEPA, and we were trying to look for some sort of guidance to develop that mission, because the values of the organization builds to the vision of the organization, becomes the vision of the organization, and then the decisions of the organization and the direction is based on those values and that mission and that vision. And so the objective that we have through a lot of our workings here today is to move toward that mission. Okay, so we've covered this already. What I want to do is focus, because, you know, on the website, this is the current mission statement for SEPA. I'm just going to read it. So SEPA's mission is to provide the lowest wholesale power rate consistent with sound utility planning and business practices. We exist for the long-term benefit of our member utilities and the ratepayers, providing unified regional leadership for project development and prudent management of our interconnected power system. And the reason we do this is because we wanted to look at the values that were mentioned here today and look at the mission statement and see how these things pair up. And so what that brings me to is really some rhetorical questions, because this takes us further into the next step. So I want to ask a few rhetorical questions here for you to think about. For now, how does this mission statement look to you? Based on the values that you hold for the organization, for the agency, what does the mission statement, how does it look to you? Is it still valid? Is it up for revision? And so let's wait and see the outcome of this discussion and further discussions. And should we consider revising? Should you as a board consider the revision of the development of the mission statement such that your decisions can be guided by that mission? And Scott, did you have something else?
No.
Okay. When I see Scott moving forward, I think, Scott has something else.
Are we doing on time? 15:10? Okay.
Yep.
So in terms of this, we're going to go through our process. We're going to do our STP plus O process. And then we're going to come back and we're going to ask you, everything we're doing is building on in order to get to a point where we're like, okay, we have enough information. We're pretty well informed, because this is what we're telling you we as an organization think we ought to be doing. And then then we'll come back and we'll revisit this. So what we're doing is we're just presenting this stuff to you to get you thinking about it. And then from there, at the end of our session tomorrow, we're going to go back through it again and we're going to say, is it still accurate? Is this something that the board feels comfortable with based off of what we've done over the last day and a half in advance? And it may be yes and it may be no. But it's up to you guys to determine what it's going to be. So, since we have a couple of minutes, let's see if we want to. Yeah, let's do this. Let's. Do we want to start on the time machine exercise and then just get people thinking a little bit and then go into lunch and then circle back on that?
Well, we can start the review of the time machine page because we could do that during lunch and we can start now. So yeah. Let's go ahead and start now and then that way you guys can have a more free lunch. Because typically what we would do is we would ask you to really look at page 16. Because this is the next step in our process, right? So if you guys could turn to page 16, you guys can go ahead and start reading that, because normally we would ask that you do that during lunch, start reading through that information to prepare your mind for the next step. And so if you can go ahead and get that started now, and then we have a little more freedom in lunch. Does that sound good? Okay. So.
So if you folks would like to make a sachet out there and pick up lunch, and they have, are you going to give them time off for good behavior?
Yeah,
no, it's
an hour. Yeah.
So
we're actually 12:45. We're looking to do photos, right?
12:45.
Yeah.
Yep.
I got time to work on my bangs. Good.
Yeah. So where is the presenter?
Right in the hallway here, someplace. Yeah, I think.
For those folks that are on the phone. We're going to take a photo op here about 12:45. We'll be back online about 1 o'clock.
Now we're going to have to buy a table.
Yeah. Okay, it's back in your hands.
Okay, great. Actually, this was technically Eddie's part. He ran up to get an energy drink, and here he is. Mm-hmm. So, for the next part of the program, Eddie's going to handle the time machine exercise, and he's going to have you do some review, and off we go.
Okay.
So, yeah, you're up.
But I still had a minute, Scott. That's all right.
I to defer to the chairman on this one.
Where's the... It's not working.
Turn on.
This isn't working either. So while Scott covers technical difficulties, what we want to do with the time machine, I know you guys had time to read through it,
there you
so...
go.
Oh, they're working? Okay. So what I would like for you to do is take take just a little bit of time, take 5 to 10 minutes, and try to answer what SEPA looks like 2030. So take into consideration changes in economy. Take into consideration changes in power sales agreements. Take into consideration change in climate, change in weather, change in communities, loads that are decreasing, whatever the case is. Take those things into consideration, and really what we're looking for is each person to give a minute of their vision, separate and apart from everyone else's, but each of you will have a minute to then paint a picture of what 2030 will look like for SEPA.
With one word.
No.
Now, that was the previous exercise. So, Joel, thanks. But Joel will get me.
I understood.
He will get me back in April. But I'll see him again. But no, think about 2030. It's 10 years away. And what do the changes look like? Because those are the challenges, right? That are going to be met. And sometimes the opportunities that are going to be met.
So is this a good time to ask a question of Trey? I need to understand what a key operating ratio is.
So key operating ratios in the electric cooperative world are they're different measurable metrics, I'll say. It's a little bit hard of a carryover to our organization because we're quite different. But that's a very common term when assessing electric cooperatives. It might be your SAIDI and SAFI numbers that have to do with your reliability and availability and how quick you respond to outages. Might be that. It might be key financial metrics that you're looking for, specific tier ratio, times interest earned ratio. And so there's some fairly unique names and types of ways to and metrics that cooperatives measure themselves by. When I went through the CFC, Cooperative Financial Corporation, I went through a program with them that looked at all those key ratios, trend ratios, and had some very long conversations to see if there were some in that huge bucket. There's like, I don't know, it's like 50 or 60 or something like that. It's a big bucket. And if there were any of those that were applicable to our organization, pretty long answer to your question. So it may not be super relevant. I wouldn't get lost on that particular item on this page. But it's also good to think while you're looking at that, maybe just translate in that. Are there certain key items, measurable items that the board would, that you think the board would be interested in seeing and the staff should be producing?
So as you're thinking, just to bring up kind of a point, what we have done previously is really looked at our current opportunities, our current strengths and weaknesses, and now we're thinking about our future strengths and weaknesses, if that helps you kind of clarify thinking about those. We'll just take another couple minutes. Okay, let's go ahead and get started. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to capture this here on the chart. And so this time, I'll start with Carl. We'll start. how do you picture, take a minute and just let me know how you picture SEPA in 10 years?
Well, from my perspective, you know, the tourism, I think, is going to drive a lot of the growth that we have, as long as Alaska in varying levels of success in different communities. Petersburg is not real excited about large-scale tourism, but that seems to be accepted in Ketchikan somewhat, and Wrangell a little bit better than Petersburg, so I think tourism is going to drive any low growth that we have in the system. I see SEPA still providing the primary hydropower to our members in 10 years. I don't see that changing. Interested in discussing their role, SEPA's role in a backup standby power system other than hydro. Potential for that. The marine cable issue is SEPA's much better position to handle that than any one of our members would be. So kind of thinking that the backup standby power situation is hydro is not available to be handled the same way. I see maybe some additional staff for new projects in SEPA organization. I see a low profile being very similar. Like people in summer and winter, as you see now. The rates structured as they are now, basic monthly delivery charges, maybe some diesel generation cost recovery. If we can decide on a predetermined level of annual outage that causes